This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies' man, the best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
We call him Sean. We call him Sean. Sean Keeler with the Denver Post. It is time once again for our weekly chat. And you had a really interesting chat, it sounds like, talking to Rams coaching legend Sonny Lubick the other day, Sean.
I did. It was car wash day. By the way, thank you for having me. Good afternoon. Hello. I don't know how my sound is because
you sound wonderful.
I'm from the first time reporting to you from the new media / observation deck at Broncos Park, powered by Common Spirit. I am looking at a full bleachers right now in front of me and various Broncos-y things. But no, yesterday was car wash day. At CSU, and so by that I mean whatever media was not here was getting a turn there to talk to Jim Mora, and actually it was the kind of thing where Mora and I just kind of went off the cuff because we're both chatty Cathys, with big shock. And he was mentioning Sonny, or I mentioned Sonny to him, and he said, oh yeah, you recruited me. You didn't remember that you recruited me in high school. We had this long kind of rabbit hole discussion about that. And so I knew Snow Sonny. And so I called him up and said, okay, tell me about Jim as a high schooler. And he kind of said, well, I don't remember, you know, like he's 89, bless him. But he's like, well, he's a scrappy kid and da da. And, you know, it's there at DenverPost.com, but they go back 46 years. Mora was a pimply teenager, playing in, Bellevue, Washington when he first met Sonny. And they've kind of been in contact off and on ever since. And Sonny tried to get him to go to Montana State. And as we know, he did not go to Montana State. So the rest is history, as Sonny put it. Now they're both back under the green and gold umbrella, and it's a big tent, and they're having a good time with it.
It is interesting. We keep running into these stories where it seemed like Jim Mora was supposed to be around, whether it's Sonny Lubick or connected to CSU in some fashion, because, you know,
or
Jim,
you, yeah, or how many,
right,
times,
sure,
he mentioned himself,
yeah,
he was up for the CU job,
well, and
a couple times and didn't get it and wanted it. So he's been dancing with this area for a while.
He has. And, he'd also mentioned the time he was interested in CSU before they ultimately went on to hire Steve Adazio, too. So it all is really fascinating, Sean, that he ended up here the way it worked out.
He did. And Sonny made that point, too. And he's like, well, you just never know. You hang in long enough, it's the you get this. Skip Prosser, the late, great Skip Prosser, was someone I used to cover about 30 pounds ago in my 20s, and I was a bachelor then. And I'm happily not one now. My wife is less happy, of course. But he said to me, I bring that up with Mora because Prosser said to me once that dating was like shopping for shoes. There's a fit for everybody. If you just keep shopping long enough, you're going to find something. Some people just take a little longer than others, and he was looking at me, obviously, at the time. But I think with Mora, sometimes you end up where you're supposed to be, and sometimes it takes you a little longer to find the girl of your dreams. And now Harry met Sally, and she looks like a Ram. So we'll see how that goes. But no, Sonny likes it. You know, I think Sonny's always pretty optimistic and still loves CSU, despite how that kind of ended at the very end there, and wants to see him do well and wants to see him get back to where they were when he was there. And that's kind of the eternal question at CSU, isn't it? Is not only can we find another Sonny, can we get Sonny that era back? And I've had former administrators and staffers who are no longer there say to me they didn't think they could. Mora thinks he can, so I'm curious if he will.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've said this before. You know, CSU was going into the Pac-12. They were, to me, one of the least interesting teams going in with the way things happened with Jay Norvell. And then they hire Jim Mora, and suddenly I think they're the most interesting team now going into the Pac-12. Who knows how it's going to work, but I guess time will tell. Sean, you're out there at Broncos camp today. Nick Bonito, is he okay?
Yeah, he's walking. Walking is
that
good.
That doesn't sound amazing, Sean.
He's not amazing. He's been better. I think the headline should be, if the headline is accurate today, that won't be. It will be Nick Benito has been better. He's in sweats mode. I think Lonberg's still in sweats mode. We got kind of a three or four starters in sweats mode today. I wouldn't panic about that. He's moving okay. You know, Bo's moving better than him. To be fair, he said to keep an eye on that ankle. Looks good so far. Nobody stepped on it, so you know, knock on wood.
Stay away. Are there cones around his ankle? You know, to make sure nobody goes near it.
Willie Sneed, put them down very carefully. It's been big. You get beat writers bless them. I mean, there's a certain, you know, it's a great, beats working, it's a great job, but there is a non-knee to training camp, as you would imagine. You have to find ways to beat yourselves. And so the beat writers are now getting to timing wide receivers coach Willie Sneed and when he puts down the cones and when to what speed he's going to set up drills. He's enthusiastic, which helps. No, I think Bo is an ongoing thing. So there's your, I'm putting my, the guy from Laughlin, the Gary Owens, here's your report on Bo. So far, so good. 4 for 5 against air today. 4 for 5 against really no defense coming to get him. So good job so far. Now he's been all right. And Benito, we'll see. I think you have to be cautious. It's August, what, 5th? 5th.
Yeah.
We got miles to go before we sleep. So I think you got to take the long view. And if some of these guys who have to play for you, I'm going to sneeze in the outdoors. You can tell I don't get to training camp. Get allergic to stuff. Yeah, so thank you. Some of the guys who are going to be important. Oh, we got to pick. Guys who are going to be, defense might win today, too. Some of the guys who are going to be really important for you after September 10th, you need to be thinking with a long view in mind. And so I don't get, as much as the fans who are here and the press, it's a packed bleachers, want to see as many stars as they can. It's about week one. It's not about the now.
Sean Keeler joining us, Denver Post. Well, I saw the story, Atlanta Falcons edge rusher Jalen Walker tore his ACL. So, yeah, you want to be really careful at this point when you get a whiff of any kind of thing that could end your season. Well,
how many guys, a couple years ago, was it Sutton? How many times have we seen
Yeah.
There's been, like, something pops, and there goes the season right after one. I think Sean knows. Again, there are things about Sean that drive you crazy. I let her, a lot of things that drive you crazy, but when it comes to maintaining the long view and the marathon and not a sprint, I think Sean is going to go with some discretion with the people to whom that discretion matters. And that's wise. He's a lot of things, but he's also pretty wise when it comes to that. So I'm looking at Benito right now. He's directing the defense. He's happy as a clam, just not running.
Well, okay. So not the best news in the world, but not the worst news in the world. So we'll take it. We'll take that for now. Sean, I wanted you to, while we have here, a few minutes left, the PSL plan. What is going on with this? You wrote about this on August 3rd. I need you to explain this to me, what the Broncos are basically trying to do to season ticket owners. Explain it to me like I'm 5.
Okay, fine. My wife explains things to me like I'm 4. So I can do that. So since the late 90s, early aughts, and this is something that actually started in the NBA, I found out there's a concept called personal seat licenses, and the Broncos have not locked this down, but they have said out loud, because someone asked them Saturday during that massively hot outdoor practice here, where are you guys at with personal seat licenses, which are a tax or a cover charge for the right to then buy a season ticket. It is a fee in front of your fee. So to be on that list, you first must pay for the right to be considered to be on that list. It is an additional layer. Payments. If you are a business, when I wrote that thing Monday, the Denver Post, and it posted late Monday, early Tuesday, I got all kinds of different reactions based on your view of Reaganomics. I have a few small business owners who went, "Why are you ripping the team for this? They're paying for the stadium with their own money." This is a concept that season ticket holders don't love, but it's become an NFL reality. I believe 21 of the 32 teams have it right now, and especially in cases where the stadiums are privately funded, this is a way, and the costs vary, you know, explain to you like you're 5. You could have to pay anywhere from $700 to $50,000 once, depending on the location of your season ticket, for the right to have that for, say, 15 to 30 years. Buffalo is using that to pay for Highmark Stadium that they're building, or to help defray. Well, they won't pay for it, but to help offset the cost. And the Broncos are widely expected, even though they are very wealthy, to turn back to the season ticket holders, and instead of going to the taxpayers for a publicly funded or partially publicly funded stadium, well, in essence, what you get is something that is partially season ticket funded, because that money then goes back into the stadium construction and over and what have you. So it's a tax, basically, on season ticket holders to try to scratch some of that money that you didn't get from taxpayers back. Does that make sense?
It does.
It might not be while you're five. So it's better than putting it to a public vote, but it ain't great. And if you're a season ticket holder of a certain age and a certain vintage, and you can read the piece up on DenverPost.com, I reached out to two of the older ones I know. One had tickets since 1987. One had tickets since 1965. They're not amused. And they're not very young either. So I think it's a cash grab. But and the people who like Reaganomics will tell you it's a necessary evil. And you just have to figure out a way to mitigate it, because you can also, kind of like a car loan, or a car note, you can go to a bank, you can get payments for this, because in many cases you have to. It basically is like a car note. You are putting a down payment on your down payment to put down season tickets. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's the concept of it is really weird to me, but who knows, Sean? Sean, what are you going to be? So you're at Broncos camp today. Are you going to be floating around campus at Fort Collins? Are you going to go to Colorado Springs and see the Buffs in action? What's next for you?
I'm gonna tell people to keep an eye out on DenverPost.com for that this weekend. But I'm gonna do a little bit of both. I'm definitely gonna be floating. I don't know that I'll get back up to CSU this week, but there's possibility of the Springs tomorrow and possibility of more camp here later this week. I gotta get the Knicks ankle updates for you. I gotta
have them. You got those. Yeah. I mean, that's it. I don't want to hear about anything else. If anyone gets fired or anything, I don't want to hear about it. I just want to hear about the ankle.
That's what Peyton Watson told me.
Yeah. Sean.
I called him up and said, I don't care about my contract. How's Bo's ankle? I said, Peyton, how you doing? I said, it's good. How's the ankle? It's great.
Is that a real story?
Peyton Watson?
Yeah.
It's a lot realer story than Bo's ankle right now.
Sean, appreciate you as always, my man. Love your stuff, dude. You're all over the place, and you speak to me with all these articles. I love it. Great information as always, so appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. Be good.
All right, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. PSL plan, Michael, basically put a down payment on it so you can get season tickets.
I don't like that. Although I like it better than taxpayers having to pay for the stadium.
You make the people that are going to the games essentially help pay for the stadium, right?
I mean, that's probably how it should be, because the benefit is more for the people at the games rather than for the taxpayers in general.
I agree with you. I'd kind of agree with you. I don't really hate it, because I go Pokes texting, and new stadiums are expensive. You can't seriously think a billionaire group is going to foot the bill. That's not how you become a billionaire. I tend to agree. Like, don't punish and tax people that aren't going to go, but those that are very interested in going to Broncos games all the time, I guess it kind of makes sense. Now, season ticket holders might disagree with me and say I got to pay more for the tickets I already have. I guess maybe I don't know how to answer that. If you are a season ticket holder and you're pissed about it, it is tough for me to say, hey, go ahead and pay me more for what you already have.
A lot of season ticket owners might be really upset and give up their season tickets, but I'd rather that happen, because the entire city isn't benefiting from the new Broncos field at Mile High, the new Broncos field at Mile High. They might benefit a little bit, but overall, it's a ripoff to them. So I think the owners should pay for it themselves. It's going to have to be through various different things, so you might see beer go up a bit.
Well, I guess you can tell those fans, like, hey, we have to have a new stadium at some point. We have to. And some would say, well, why do they need one? Why do they need a new stadium? Well, to keep up with the times.
Yeah, do they really need a new stadium? They don't need a new stadium.
Well, it's like we didn't need a new building to do the radio from, Michael, but we kind of did at the same time. But we could have still done it
in
downtown.
Yeah, but we didn't like mice.
Right, we didn't like mice. Needed a better place to do our...
Well, you were afraid of them, I wasn't.
Yeah, you're afraid of everything else. 49 minutes after the hour. I almost made a bad joke. 11:49 the time. Let's take a quick break. Wrap up hour number one.
Was it a cruel joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm not cruel to you guys.
No, no. Of course
I just
not.
Make dumb jokes.
Yes, you do. At least you admit
to
it.
To torture you.
You admit it, finally.
Well, some of them are great. Some of them are terrible.
Keep it here.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.